Hello, dear listener, James here. It's just gone 11:30 on Saturday night, and I'm sitting in my studio, continuing to tinker with the PC that, well, it's a PC, isn't it? It's going to bound to give lots of trouble. I don't know if I mentioned this in an earlier audio boo, but I've decided to split it into two parts. The part that is pristine and designed for studio work, so I can record music on it and not suffer slowness of performance from adding all the usual rubbish that one finds, and another dual boot partition that is installed to do stuff like the podcast I do on a Friday night, Skyping, audio play out, and just basically mucking around, ripping videos and things like that. And so I'm working on this machine now, and it's taken me much of the evening, but I've enjoyed it, and that's the main thing, and I'm nearly there. My brother's coming over on Monday, and that's kind of the trigger to make sure I get everything finished in time. It's been a lovely day, proper family day. Best brother, unfortunately, isn't well. He's had an operation recently, and he's it's a really sad case of it's not where the NHS has fallen down. It's just the circumstances, I guess. The outcome of the operation has been that it's successful. However, to maintain the treatment, he needs to have baths rather than showers to sort out the infected area. The showers in the hospital are stuck to the walls and don't come off. And there are no baths, except in the maternity wing. So he's had to come home, which hasn't helped at all, because obviously he needs dressings changed and things like that. And so his poor dad's been looking after him. And we took Rob and Beth's mum out for a day in Milton Keynes with the children. And we had an absolutely brilliant time. The children got one of these Build-A-Bear workshop vouchers for Christmas. And Christopher's 11, Eleanor's 7.5. But it's still quite a magical thing to have, you know, this sort of floppy piece of material when they go in the shop, and to come out with a bear that's sort of nicely dressed and personalised to their taste. It's really, you know, smiles on their faces. And of course, they've taken them to bed with them. In fact, Eleanor even enjoys the box that she's actually got a bunny, lives in. And I think that's just a wonderful thing about the imagination of a 7.5-year-old. But also, we ambled around the place. The thing I like about Milton Keynes is that it's got a range and variety of shops, and the shops I certainly go in, and that included, I mean, Hotel Chocolat, because Beth's mum is a bit of a chocolate fanatic. No, not fanatic, someone who has a good taste in chocolate, because, you know, you can always go to Wilkinson's and buy some cheap rubbish if you like. And the staff there love chocolate, and you can see they enjoy their jobs, and it's the same with the Lego store. You know, everybody who works there seems to enjoy the shops they work in. There was a new gadget shop open, I think it was called Red 7 or something. That was great fun too. I mean, the lads in there, they were just playing pool, completely oblivious of the customers walking by. It's just like a playroom for them, quite amusing. And I guess maybe the novelty will wear off when the shop's been open for a while. I guess one of the main things, of course, was when I arrived in Milton Keynes shopping centre, I found somewhere to park within 3/4 of an hour. And I'm not very good at traffic jams, and I'm not very good at not being able to find a parking space. So if I get out of the car in an absolutely foul mood, it doesn't set me on to the to the optimal shopping trip, I have to say. So yes, we quickly found somewhere to park. This was the Midsummer Place car park. Milton Keynes in itself is built in a grid formation, but the central areas all look very similar, and so you can take a left turn or a right turn and find yourself in a completely unfamiliar part, and it's kind of a lottery. And we just went, oh, multi-storey car park. Oh, it's not the theatre one. Oh, we might as well try it. It was great. I shouldn't have told you that, just in case you go to Milton Keynes and steal all the spaces. We saw the bubble clock, the frog clock, which always, I mean, I've probably audio-booed about it before, always spellbinds me. Just the amazing engineering of it, and the music, and the art, and the fact it just on the hour the children just love to play and round and jump up to the bubbles. We went to the Apple store very briefly. The children started bickering over an iPad. Says it all, really. Beth doesn't like it anyway. Doesn't like the Apple store. It's a bit scary. Too many shiny things for me and the children to break. And we had lunch with sandwiches from Boots, which was one of these meal deal things. All in all, really good day. That's the way one would enjoy a Saturday to be spent, with happy people. I mean, apart from the odd screaming child up and down. You just can't help it. Yeah, up and I, another thing I was thinking as I was leaving was just the fact that Eleanor and Christopher, 7.5, 11 years old, really good ages. They're cooperative. When they get on really well. If you ask them to do something, at least 60% of the time they're going to do it. And so it's, for anybody who's listening to this who has got very small children, it really does get a lot easier. I still can't get out of my head the sound of Mr. Simon Toon's youngster crying away as he wheeled her home. Oh, so desolate, so sad. And it's a sound, it's probably one of the most, it goes beyond the sound of a hammer action drill next door as the worst sound possible. But then again, children do that on purpose, don't they? That's how they're programmed. One little bit of sad news, though, you know, it's a pet, is that our guinea pig died. She was getting on a bit anyway. But the children were fairly unfazed by it, not least, I think, almost serendipitously, having a new, in inverted commas, pet of their own to play with. And so Frisbee is on her own now in the cage, and she's an old lady as well, to be fair. Outlived two cage mates. Well, actually, hasn't outlived the third one. When she first turned up, she and a guinea pig called Hula were both in the cage, and it turned out that Hula was a male, so he had to go pretty sharpish and was replaced by Pogo, who died, and now Hopscotch. And I don't think we'll be replacing her. But I do want to get something for work. I'm intending to get... I was going to get sea monkeys, but there's something called... not troglodytes, trilobites, which is supposed to be the next big thing. So I'm going to see if I can get them for my desk. Beth also bought me a little scrolling message thing, which I shall have to video and put on YouTube because it is ridiculously fun. But I've been going on for nearly 7 minutes. I'm not going to end in a drunken jabber like dear old Nick Treadwell did. Oh, that was funny. Dylan did go on a bit. My goodness. Stay focused, James. Get ready for bed. And I shall wish you a happy evening. And I hope Sunday, although probably cold, will be equally joyful. In these times when the English Defence League is planning a protest in Luton, it's nice to have harmony. It's nice to have people being pleasant to each other. All races, from all backgrounds, male, female, young, old. And I think that's what I got today at Milton Keynes, and I wanted to share it with you. Long may that last. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.